It's 311. Welcome, welcome, Jordana, Paul, Susan at the helm. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yesterday we had a 20-minute show. Could have been our best yet.
It was epic. Yeah, it was our best.
3 hours today, more of an opportunity to step in it and to get into trouble and say stuff we'll regret tomorrow.
No, it's all good. It's all good. So much to discuss, though. I mean, our top trenders, of course, is Representative Ilhan Omar from my district, from the 5th, not being allowed to take a trip with Rashida Tlaib to Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a whole big ball of wax for me because, you know, I am a massive supporter of Israel as an American Jew. I am a Zionist. I believe in Israel's right to exist and as the homeland for three of the major religions in our world. So how do I feel about this? That's an excellent question. And by the way, we reached out to Ilhan Omar's office because we were hoping that she would come on the show and talk to us about this. And I do believe that Susan got a very quick response from them that said, hey, thanks for reaching out. Unfortunately, the Congresswoman is not available for this, but please keep us in mind for future opportunities. And we have for all of the opportunities. And she has yet to come on. So
I'm shocked. I wish one of these times we're going to be surprised and Representative Omar will come on.
She might.
With you, with
she
me.
Might. And she probably should have this time, Paul, because I agree with her. She and Rashida Tlaib should have been allowed to go to Israel. I think Bibi Netanyahu did the wrong thing. I think Trump's pressure was wrong. I think he was just kowtowing to Trump because he doesn't want to lose Trump's support. I think Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib 100% should have been allowed to go to Israel. There is no Muslim ban in Israel, as Omar is now saying that, you know, that Netanyahu is enforcing Trump's Muslim ban. There is no Muslim ban. You know, there are many 20% of Israel is made up of Arabs, of Muslim people. They hold their judges. They are university professors. They are students, thriving members of the Israeli society. So had they gone, they would have seen that there is a thriving democracy, the only democracy in the Middle East. They would have, like I said, met Arab judges, Knesset members, leaders of higher education. They would have also been shown the tunnels through which Hezbollah and Hamas plan to launch attacks against Israeli citizens. I think they would have seen a thriving open society where all religions and ethnic groups mingle freely and live unobscured lives of freedom and betterment. And I'm sorry that they won't get to see that.
I'm surprised, mm-hmm. a little bit surprised. That,
well, you shouldn't
that you
be actually. Well, you maybe be surprised that I feel that way, but there is actually a law that bars Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from going to Israel.
Known protesters. If you know going in that you're going to be protesting, you can barred from being admitted.
And they told the Israeli government that they were going to be protesting. The government.
They were going to the Temple Mount,
correct,
from what I understand.
To protest.
Right.
They also did not have any meetings set up with Knesset members or like when other U.S. Congress people go, they have meetings set up with the leaders of Israel and nothing like that was planned. But make a note of this. And this is by way in no way in defense of the foreign ministry decision to block them from coming because I believe unequivocally that Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar should go and visit Israel to see how incredible it is. In March of 2017, the Knesset, which is Israel's governing body, passed a law requiring the interior minister to ban foreign nationals from entering Israel if they publicly expressed supporting a boycott for Israel. It is a law that if you are an advocate of boycotts of Israel, which is BDS, the Boycott, Divest, mm-hmm. Sanction and Movement, which is an anti-Semitic movement against Israel seeking to denigrate Israel's economy, if you are a supporter of that, you don't get to come in. That is a law that the Knesset passed in March of 2017, way before Ilhan Omar, and it's the law. I'm not defending the law. I don't think it's right. I think it's strange now that we have a U.S. congressperson who is in favor of an anti-Semitic movement. I mean, that's troubling. But the fact that she is, the fact that she has said it loud and proud, I imagine that Netanyahu can hide behind this law and say, well, I can't do it because of the law.
I also think it's a bad idea. It's short-sighted. I, too, support Israel. I've been to Israel numerous times. Love the country. Love the people. Including the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. I've had great interactions with Jews and Palestinians.
And the Palestinians should be able to live freely. They should have all the benefits of living in a democracy. It's unfortunate that their government is Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, and I feel terribly for the Palestinian people to have to live under a terrorist regime.
Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East.
That's it. Just the one.
And Here's what I think. I think Israel has every right to turn back anyone, even U.S. representatives who hate Israel and are coming to stage provocations. But in democracies, you have the freedom to disagree. You have the freedom mm-hmm. to protest. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this may backfire.
Because if you protest in Iran, they'll hang you in the square. If
right.
you protest in the Palestinian territories, they'll shoot you dead like a dog in the street. If you protest in Israel, you get your say. You get to walk in front of the Knesset
right.
and you get to protest and live in an open society and then go home to your safe, warm bed. And unfortunately, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar won't get to see that. And I wish they could see that, because then they would know that Israel is not
what
the villain.
What sets Israel apart from Syria?
That's right.
And Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
And Iran.
That's right.
The ability to disagree, the ability to protest.
I wish they could see that. And I hope that Netanyahu reverses the decision. I understand it's the law. I hope this is the exception to the law. And he says, please come and see our thriving democracy. Please come feel free to protest. It's okay. We wish you wouldn't be involved in anti-Semitic movements in your home country. But here we are. We have nothing to hide. And they would be able to see it.